Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. So we've been talking about different ways that you can profit from your crochet. And this episode, I've got one that's a bit different for you. It's a bit more out there, but I think it's a brilliant idea. And there are several crocheters across the world who are doing it. And that is to treat your crochet as art. Art installations, art exhibitions, all surrounding crochet. I've seen crochet artists make murals, do street takeovers where they wrap all the lampposts and park benches and things in crochet. I've even seen one lady create an entire soft play center with crochet. Not sure how comfortable I'd feel jumping across all that, but it was a fantastic sight to see. So, for this, you'd be more involved in the art world than the craft world. It's about treating your crochet the way artists would a painting or a statue. About getting it in front of people and having a message behind it. Having an exhibition of pieces inside a gallery. And of course, artists then sell. They sell their crochet and, you know, make money from it as anybody would selling a painting. Now, I can't really give advice on how to go about this because I'm not involved in the art world. But I think it's a fantastic concept and an amazing one. And if you've ever seen crochet art pieces, they are stunning to do. They're often very large. But I've also seen things like crocheting taxidermy, where you, instead of having the actual animal's head, it's a crocheted animal's head mounted on the wall on its own plaque. I've seen crochet art like pair of lips with vampire fangs hanging on the wall. Things like this are considered art. And, you know, people pay very good money for art. If you just go to modern art galleries, some of the things you see in there are insane. There is no reason why you cannot treat your crochet as an art form. Now, I don't know how day-to-day artists market this or get involved in this, but it is very much more centered around the art world than selling things day-to-day as we would expect to do right now. But there is a lot of crochet artists out there, and if you Google it, you see some amazing things coming up. I mean, building size murals, all made of crochet, stretching across the entire side of a building. There's a famous street market in Spain where basically individual blankets have been stitched together to create a canopy over a shopping street. They make for really eye-catching and stunning pieces. And often they're just mega-sized and not overly complicated, actually. There's one thing that has struck me about many of these crochet art installations is that the crochet itself is not complicated. A lot of it is fillet. A lot of it is granny squares. It doesn't have to be a complicated piece to catch the eye. I've seen Christmas trees created solely from granny squares. So there's a lot of ideas out there. And of course, they always catch the attention of crocheters. Many of these pieces I've discovered through Facebook groups where the pictures have been shared, and, you know, crochet is oohing and aahing over them, quite rightly. They are amazing pieces of work. But these artists exist. People are doing this. And if you are determined to, there's no reason why you couldn't do the same. As with anything, it takes work. It takes time to establish yourself. You are going to have to research it and see how to get into that world and how you go about finding places to exhibit and what you would crochet to show. But it is a perfectly acceptable, perfectly reasonable route to take to make crochet your career. But you would be an artist, not an e-commerce seller, which is most of the other ways that we make money from our crochet. It's more about having a vision. It's the determination to have your work seen, appreciated, and exhibited to a large number of people. Crochet exhibits are often very tactile things, so people can come up and actually touch it, interact with it. But at the end of the day, it's also an art piece. There to be visually appreciated, but also to have a story behind it. Many artists have stories behind the pieces they create. And so your crochet will be no exception. What would you crochet to bring that vision to life? What do you want people to see, to think, to feel when they see your crochet art? All of that goes into it. I have no doubt that it's not an easy wall to crack. But the thing about crochet is that it's a very old art form. I think a lot of us treat our crochet with kind of reverence, especially if we put a lot of effort into the piece and we are so proud of it. We show it off. We hang it on our walls. We save our, crocheted shawls and things for special occasions, for, you know, show off at weddings, heirloom pieces. And when we treat things that way, it automatically becomes an art form. It's just, you're taking it to the next level as a profession. And really make the effort to make sure as many people as possible see it. But that does take dedication. I've no doubt it takes an awful lot of frustration to get into that world as well. But it's an avenue to explore. There's no reason why you cannot combine your passion for art with your crochet as well. I love seeing these exhibits, and I've never been lucky enough to see one in person, so it's always been pictures that I found on the internet and videos on there, but they are stunning to see. And I think it's becoming more appreciated as an art form, crochet. It's the craftsmanship that it takes, the time that it takes, is becoming more appreciated these days. And so people do want to see it. They want to see art that is created by hand and not from some strange mechanical thing that, you know, is kind of taking over. AI is taking over the world. Machines are taking over the world. So it's refreshing to see something that is actually made by human hands. And I think that for me, that is still the draw of art pieces like crochet. It's a step back from the mechanized era. I think that's what makes it so fascinating, because crochet cannot be replicated by machines. It has to be done by hand. Unlike knitting, which can be machine made, crochet can't be. And I think that gives it something that's just really raw. And maybe more appreciated now than ever before. So is crochet as an art form a bit more unusual as a way to profit from your crochet? Yes, it is. Is it going to take some serious dedication to get into the art world and have your exhibit seen? Absolutely. Is it a valid way to make a living? Well, why not? Painters and sculptors do it all the time. There is absolutely no reason why a crocheter cannot do the same. It has to be a passion on a different level. It does mean going into the art world rather than the craft world that maybe you're used to, but why not? If that is your passion and where it wants to take you, then go and explore it and find out how to get into it, because it is a fascinating world of crochet art. And we're seeing more and more of them in the last few years. And I hope we'll see many more of these crochet art installations in the future too.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels, because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.